It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's our state capitol report. Though they're still technically designees, Governor Tony Evers' cabinet picks have been operating their departments as though they were fully confirmed. We'll find out where the Republican-controlled Senate stands on these appointments and how a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling will affect those appointments. What do you think of the Senate's decision to not yet confirm any of Governor Evers' cabinet picks? Do you think it's political theater? Or is there something else going on here? Do you think they intend on restoring all 82 former Governor Walker's appointees? Is that the direction you hope to see this go? Is there someone you really hope gets appointed or should have been appointed already? Let us know at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Ricardo Torres is a Milwaukee-based political reporter for Racine County's The Journal Times. Ricardo, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
None of Governor Evers' cabinet picks have been confirmed since he took office in January. Remind us how many people are waiting for confirmation.
It's a little bit north of a dozen people have been waiting for confirmation since they were appointed in January. And so many of them have had their public hearings. I would say most of them have had their public hearings. A lot of them have been through the committee process and are just waiting to be scheduled on the floor for an official vote.
And that the last part seems to be the issue here is actually scheduling these things for a vote. I mean, not even former Democratic Representative Peter Barca has been confirmed, and he's a bipartisan pick. Is it surprising to you that we haven't seen a scheduled vote in the Senate?
I think to some it is a little bit surprising. Like you mentioned with Peter Barca, he was a guy who had unanimous bipartisan support. For example, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who was very critical of many of Governor Evers' picks for secretary positions. When Evers chose Barca for Secretary of Revenue, he said that the governor finally got one right, you know, as an example. State Senator Van Wongart, Republican here in Racine, testified on behalf of Peter Barca to, you know, say that he should be appointed and he should be confirmed. And Peter's nomination has been waiting for scheduling since late February. And there have been a few others that have been through the committee process and have been waiting appointments since late February. There's others that have been and that have had their public hearings. And so I think a lot of people may have thought that having a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature might force the two parties to get to the table and to solve some of the state's issues. And on this, you know, there seems to be a bit of a pause. And but like you said, the designees have been operating their departments as though they have been confirmed.
Ricardo Torres is a Milwaukee-based political reporter for Racine County's The Journal Times. We'd like listeners to weigh in on this issue of confirming cabinet members for the Evers administration, 800-642-1234. Ricardo, the designees are operating as if they had been confirmed. So at the end of the day, in terms of how the state business is being conducted by the Evers administration, does any of this really matter?
I think it does matter to some extent. I mean, there has to be an official, you know, vote of saying that, you know, someone can run one department over another. I talked to State Senator Bob Wirch, who says some of these designees are operating with a dark cloud over their head. To stick with Peter Barca, for example, not all of these designees, say if they were rejected, can necessarily go back to their old job. For Peter, there was a special election for his seat. Tip McGuire, a Democrat from Kenosha, won the seat. So Peter, if he hypothetically got rejected, couldn't go back to his normal job in the state legislature. So there is a little bit of that going on. There's a little bit of that uncertainty. And so although they are operating, you know, as though they were confirmed, and I don't think the governor would have chosen people who he think wouldn't have gotten confirmed in a Republican state Senate. There still is that feeling of uncertainty that something could change down a party line vote. And so it may seem as though this is just kind of, procedural. I think for some, they would like for this part of the process to be settled.
What has Governor Evers had to say about the lack of action in the Senate on his cabinet picks?
Well, the governor pointed out that the Senate really hasn't been in session much. He spoke to a joint session of the editorial boards of the Kenosha News and Journal Times about a week ago. And he feels confident that his picks will go through, that they're operating in their departments as he wanted them to operate. And so he feels optimistic that this is going to go through. But it is all on the Republican state Senate to schedule these hearings, to schedule these committee votes, to schedule these confirmation votes to get it done.
And part of what's kind of attached to this, it goes back to the last days of the previous administration and the lame duck session. Last month, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court voted 4-3 to restore all 82 of former Governor Scott Walker's appointees. Can you tell us what this means and who does this affect in particular?
So what that means is even though at any time, the Senate could have confirmed any of Evers' picks for secretary. The Republican state Senate has chosen to wait until the state Supreme Court would settle these appointments that were made during the lame duck session under Governor Walker. And during that time, you know, there's been some political, some legal confusion as to, like, you know, who can be appointed, whether or not the appointments were justified. And the Evers administration obviously thought that they couldn't have been, you know, legally appointed during the lame duck session. The Supreme Court voted otherwise. And so that was kind of the point. It was kind of a political, you know, blow for blow, in a sense. Republican Van Wongard said, you know, that Evers took away the pay for 82 appointed individuals who were confirmed justly through the process. And so that put his cabinet in jeopardy, even though the two don't have anything necessarily to do with each other. It's not like there is some process, there is some legal footing that needed to take place with the 82 appointees under Governor Walker before the Senate could take up Evers' cabinet picks. You know, they could have taken up his cabinet picks at any time. They chose to wait until the Supreme Court came out with their ruling on Governor Walker's appointees. So it was a little bit of some political back and forth. You know, you took away our appointments, you know, we're not going to confirm yours, type of thing. And so now with that case being settled, I think people should expect the confirmations will happen. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, we're going to come back to that Supreme Court because there are still some unsettled aspects to that case that I want to touch on. Ricardo Torres is a Milwaukee-based political reporter for Racine County's Journal-Times. Our state capitol report continues in a moment. I'm John Munson. In for Kate Archer Kent, you're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. In this week's State Capitol Report, we're talking about Governor Evers' cabinet appointment, still waiting for state Senate confirmation, and what a state Supreme Court decision might mean for appointments made during last year's lame duck session. What do you think of the Senate's, so far, failure to schedule a vote on any of Governor Evers' cabinet picks? Do you think this is political theater, or Is there something else going on here, some practical reason? What do you think? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Ricardo Torres is with us on the State Capitol Report today. He's a Milwaukee-based political reporter for Racine County's Journal Times. Ricardo, last month, the Wisconsin Supreme Court voted 4-3 to restore all 82 of former Governor Scott Walker's appointees. Tell us, first of all, who this affects in particular.
This affects some of the appointments when it comes to some of the judge positions around the state and some of the lower court officials. And so that's kind of how this primarily affects.
Well, what does it mean then? I mean, are we going to see former Governor Walker's appointees replacing Governor Evers' appointees? What's next?
Well, I believe right now the state Supreme Court said that Governor Walker's appointees were confirmed, you know, rightfully during the process. So I believe right now Governor Walker's appointees will stand. I don't believe Governor Evers had appointed anyone to some of the lower court positions that were being challenged. There were a few, there was about 15 that Governor Evers was planning not to reappoint. And so they still have jobs. But like we were saying before, you know, when it comes to the cabinet picks, you know, this was something that the Senate wanted to get done first. And they waited for the Supreme Court to come up with their ruling before the official cabinet was going to be sworn in.
But the court has yet to rule. In fact, arguments are this week on the underlying constitutional question, which was raised in the original lawsuit. And is that playing into all of this? I mean, is the state Senate going to wait until the court ultimately rules on that question before they act?
They could. I think you would have to ask Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald whether or not he's planning to wait until that ruling comes down. But certainly we've seen before that the state Senate has waited for, you know, other rulings to come down before taking up the issue of Governor Evers' cabinet picks. So it's quite possible that this could go on for longer.
Some of the 15 people this ruling affects include Public Service Commission member Ellen Nowak and University of Wisconsin Regent Scott Bechtol. Are these people that Republicans feel very strongly about to the point where they're unwilling to confirm their replacements?
You know, I haven't spoken directly with some Republicans on those specific appointments. They feel, for the most part, and just speaking in general terms, that Governor Walker has chosen, you know, good people to be in those positions. And so they thought that his appointments should be held up. And when other appointments, you know, open up during the course of Governor Evers' rule as governor, you know, he'll appoint, you know, whomever he thinks should be in some of those lower positions, like you stated. And so I believe that's kind of the atmosphere right now.
Let's take a call. Kevin joins us in Crandon. Kevin, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, I think it's pretty, anybody who believes that anything's going to happen in Wisconsin progressively is being incredibly naive, because the Republicans just aren't going to allow it. That's pretty obvious. I mean, it's obvious. Anybody can see that. And it's too bad. But maybe if they get rid of these gerrymandered legislative districts, maybe something will change. But we'll have to see. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for that. Ricardo, Kevin, referring to this as the failure to confirm these cabinet posts as a symptom of a bigger problem. What are you hearing from people as you talk to them about this issue? Do people care about it a lot? Is this important?
In terms of the cabinet pick specifically, I think people don't have strong opinions either way, but people do want Republicans and Democrats to work together. And this is part of the process. We're going to see this played out through the budget process, you know, with a Republican-controlled legislature, but a Democratic governor that has a very strong veto power. So I think people want Republicans and Democrats to get along, you know, and come to basic agreements, you know, about some of these things like confirmation votes and things like that. And I don't think people like how some of these cabinet confirmation votes have been held up for a Supreme Court ruling that didn't technically have anything to do with whether or not confirmation votes should or shouldn't be had. I think that part, I think, frustrates people.
Well, you talked with Democratic State Senator Bob Wirch about all of this. What was his take about the Senate's inaction on the designees?
Well, he said the people put them into office to work together to get things done and that they're not doing the people's business. Senator Wirch thinks, according to his words, that this is just sour grapes over the election, that Republicans are so upset that Governor Evers beat Governor Walker. And so, you know, he believes that they're making it difficult for him on purpose because of that. You know, whether or not that's actually the real motivation, I mean, we'll have to wait and see and talk to more Republicans. But that's definitely where Senator Wirch comes from.
Ricardo Torres is with us. He's a Milwaukee-based political reporter for the Racine County Journal-Times. And we're talking on our state capitol report about the status of Governor Evers' cabinet. He has department heads operating as designees, waiting confirmation votes in the Senate. Did Senator Wirch have any idea about when the Senate might move to confirm Governor Evers' cabinet picks?
No, he said that it's really up to the Republicans in the Senate to schedule the vote so they could have the hearings, so they could have the debate on these people, on these picks. And he's said during his time in elected office that he's never seen cabinet picks wait so long to get confirmed, or at least to have a vote on their confirmation. And so he was, you know, frustrated with this process, and he would like them to get confirmed as soon as possible.
Well, are any of these appointments particularly controversial?
There might be some. One that comes to mind is Andrea Palm, who heads up Department of Health Services. She was a former Obama official, so I know there's some Republicans that, you know, might not have thought that that was a good pick. But like we stated earlier with Peter Barca, you know, he's someone that has a lot of bipartisan support, and he hasn't gotten a vote yet. So we're kind of just in a wait and see sort of mode when the Republican Senate decides to schedule votes for this.
And what are you hearing from Republicans on this issue? Senator Wirch had his say. Has anyone responded from the Republican side about when they're going to schedule a vote or why they haven't already?
I haven't heard specifically, you know, when or why votes haven't been scheduled, except for the fact that when I was talking to, I got a statement from Republican Van Wongard, Republican in the Senate representing Racine, and he pointed to the 82 appointments as reason as to why Governor Evers' cabinet picks were held up in a sense. He didn't say held up, you know, I'm kind of putting that in there for him, but he made that connection.
Let's get a quick call in here before we run out of time. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yes, I disagree with the guest. As someone that leans more Republican, I'm glad the Republicans are actually fighting back against some of the junk that the Democrats have been pulling for such a long time. There's ramifications to the things that the Democrats did or the surrogates to try to hold up Walker's nominations that were duly passed and everything. So I'm glad they're doing it. I wish they'd do more of it.
Okay, Steve in Sun Prairie. Ricardo, any comment on that?
I don't really have much of a comment on that other than I think a lot of people, probably some people do feel that way, and they're happy that the 82 appointment issue was settled before moving on to Governor Evers' cabinet picks.
Well, we'll have to wait and see when the Senate will act and what they will finally do about this. Ricardo, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, John. It was great.
Ricardo Torres is a Milwaukee-based political reporter for Racine County's The Journal-Times. Coming up next on the State Capitol Report, UW System President Ray Cross joins us to talk about what's driving the decline in in-state student enrollment. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.